This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted the deep personal and people-to-people ties between India and Malaysia. Addressing the Indian diaspora at an event in Kuala Lumpur yesterday, he described the Indian diaspora as a living bridge connecting the hearts of the two nations. He praised them for contributing to the vision of a prosperous Malaysia and a developed India.
Malaysia has the second largest Indian origin community in the world. There is so much that connects Indian and Malaysian hearts. You are a living bridge that links us. You have connected roti chennai with the Malabar parota, coconut, spices, and of course, te tarik. The flavors feel so familiar, whether it is in Kuala Lumpur or Kochi. We understand each other so well.
Mr. Modi reached Kuala Lumpur on a two-day official visit to Malaysia, where he was accorded a grand welcome. Recalling his long-standing friendship with the Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim, Prime Minister Modi said, India and Malaysia elevated their relationship to a comprehensive strategic partnership in 2024. Mr. Modi added over 100 Indian IT companies are operating in Malaysia, generating thousands of jobs. He announced that India's digital payment platform UPI will be launched in Malaysia soon. The Prime Minister said that India is no longer seen just as a huge market, but as a hub for investment and trade, a trusted partner for growth. He added that India has trade deals with the UK, UAE, Australia, New Zealand, Oman, the EU and the USA, and that trust has become India's strongest currency. Mr. Modi will hold talks with the Malaysian Prime Minister today, after which several MOUs are likely to be signed. As New Delhi and Washington announced details of the bilateral interim agreement framework on trade, a map of India issued by the U.S. Trade Representative's Office drew attention. The map posted by U.S. Trade Representative on a social media site showed the entire region of Jammu and Kashmir, including Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, as Indian territory. Similarly, the Aksai Chin region, claimed by China, is also shown as part of the Indian territory, a significant messaging by the U.S. On the previous occasions, maps of India have shown with a demarcated line to portray the POK and the Aksai Chin region, but the map of India issued by the USTR shows the entire region of Jammu and Kashmir, including these two areas, as an integral part of India. In Manipur, Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchan Singh chaired a review meeting for economic revival of the state by promoting integrated farming system, IFS, in the state at the Cabinet Hall of the Chief Minister's Secretariat in Imphal yesterday. During the meeting, the Chief Minister instructed the concerned authorities to promote alternative crop cultivation along with allied activities in the hill districts. The meeting also deliberated on the state's potential for the export of agriculture and horticulture products. The meeting aimed to explore ways to boost the state's economy through integrated farming practices, leveraging the state's potential in agriculture and horticulture. The Chief Minister's directives are expected to give a flip in the state's economic revival efforts. At least 4 Indian students sustained injuries in an attack in Russia's Urfa, prompting immediate intervention by Indian diplomatic authorities. The Indian embassy in Moscow confirmed the incident, characterizing it as an unfortunate attack in which several individuals, including 4 Indian students in Urfa, were injured. The embassy reported ongoing communication with Russian authorities to obtain further information and to ensure that the injured receive appropriate medical care. Officials from the Consulate of India in Kazan have been sent to Urfa to provide support. In a statement, the embassy said that their team is on the way to Urfa to assist the injured students. The Ministry of External Affairs in New Delhi has also been notified. In men's cricket, India defeated United States by 29 runs in the third match of T20 World Cup at Wankhede Stadium, Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 162 runs set by India, United States could manage to score 132 for 8 in stipulated 20 overs. For USA, Shubham Rangane and Sanjay Krishnamurthy were the highest scorers, contributing 37 runs each. And that is the end of this news bulletin.